This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, May 10th. God's word to you today is common. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, from the Voice Translation, and it says, "Any temptation you face will be nothing new, but God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can handle. But he always provides a way of escape, so that you will be able to endure and keep moving forward. Do not specialize your problem, because it is not special." The challenge is, we try to specialize our problems by suggesting that we are being afflicted. God is saying to us today through Paul that we have no excuse. We cannot use our problems as excuses for not serving God. Why are you not serving God? You cannot use your problems as an excuse for not plugging into God and giving God your best. It is just not attainable. The word translated prisoner for Christ also means prisoner of Christ. Was it Jesus that put Paul in jail? When you are serving God's purpose in your problem practically becomes God's problem, and it becomes God's prerogative to set you free. So the question is, how long are you willing to suffer to fulfill the word of God for your life? There is a call of God for your life. There are things God wants you to do for him. There are places God wants you to go for him. There are grounds God wants you to take for him. How long are you willing to suffer to fulfill that call? A lady said to God, "Lord, you know that I have been a good girl all these years, so I'm giving you till December to perform to settle me maritally. After December, I cannot guarantee anything that happens." The question before us today is, how long are you willing to wait? Sadly, one of the major effects of globalization is the influx of different cultures, and this has watered down the gospel. A lot of people think that once you have become a Christian, all your problems vanish. But if you have been a Christian long enough, you will know that that is not true. God will solve the problems, but God will orchestrate things in such a way that by the time the problems are gone, you are better and a different person. You should get addicted to being uncomfortable. What is being pushed out there is comfort. It is not that being comfortable is a sin, but do not make it the preoccupation of your life. Do not make your own happiness the preoccupation of your life. Some people claim that the reason they do not go to church is that the church auditorium is too cold and that I'm not comfortable. Believe it or not, people actually say that. How can we be worshipping under the sun? It is too hot to come to church. The one that amuses me most is, "I did not get good parking, so I went home." Paul says, "I, a prisoner for Jesus Christ." Are we going to stand with these same people in heaven? Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to endure this light affliction, as it is working out a far more exceeding glory in my life, and for your name's sake, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.